Blog Talk Radio. Royalty, royalty, royalty to all.
Brother, sister, this Les James, Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I'm working on this project here, so I'm going to be talking to y'all while I'm working on this project, you know, kind of like multitasking, you know, whatever you want to call it, multitasking. I like multitasking, because multitasking is good. I mean, you can do more than one thing at the same time and still whatever you need to get done will get done. I'm taking the copper off of this one project that I did when I had that vibrational meter that I created, and it's coming down. Let me see if I can get it right here. Yeah, see, you see it, it's coming down right here. It's coming down. I don't need it anymore. It did its purpose. Now I'm working on something else. I know everybody's been waiting to hear about February 22nd, 2022. What's going on this day? You know, we got to understand, understand, brothers, sisters. You feel the energy that's rising on the planet. Remember, we talked about energy. We talked about the shifting energy. We say, you know, February 22nd, 2022. That's, you know, 666, that is 666, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. This is how today is a day, what you would call, it's a day what you call a dark day, all right? A day where pure carbon is building on our, within our planet. But what you got to understand is, let's go back to the basics here. Each day is a dimensional gateway. We've already established that. All right. Each day is like a doorway. All right. Each day is like a doorway. And, you know, when you, the sun rises, it's like you're opening the door and you got, you into this energy. And then when the sun sets, the door closes, but then the sun rises on the other side of the planet. All right. Because our planet is a sphere. And this is, you got to understand, you know, you got those who understand flat earthers, but you got to understand the mysticism of nature. And they say, well, how can you be on the other side of the world but still standing up? They understand up is down and down is up. This is the mystical parts of our planet. Up is down and down is up. Down is up and up is down. All right, so when you on the bottom side of the world, you're still standing up. When you was on the top side of the world, you're standing down. You think you standing up. Up is down, and down is up. That's how it works. All right, so each day is a dimensional gateway, all right, each day. So the energy that was yesterday is no longer today, all right? And the energy that is tomorrow won't be the same as today. All right? And remember, we're using their calendars. All right? Remember that. We're using their calendars to be mile markers because we are we have paired up the energy with their calendars. All right? And they hate this. You know, they want to be the all supreme beings and those who rule and those who make the decisions. You know, I was just talking to my mom, and she was like, you know, she lives down south, and she was like, they're saying that, what she said, she says, the weatherman was given the forecast, and he said, we didn't get the cold weather like we wanted it to be. But the weather is going to be this. And, you know, they try to predict the weather, and, you know, like we said, there is their plans for creating different atmospheric conditions because they want to be the rulers. They want to be those who are in complete control, and they are craving for control. And the control doesn't belong to them. See, the thing about it, it's not about control. You have to be in tune. You have to be a part of nature. And you have to be one with the natural order of nature, the universe, the cosmos, the galaxy, the star system, you know. And if you're not, you know, you're literally going to be ousted. And this is what we're coming into right now. They're going to be ousted because come 12/22/2022. I don't even know where that came from. I said 12/22/2022, and I was getting ready to say complete catastrophe is going to come upon this entire system. Whoa. 12/22/2022, complete catastrophe is going to come upon this entire system. That's the words that was getting ready to come out of my mouth. Seriously. Those were the words that was getting ready to come out of my mouth. Whoa! Oh, my goodness. Something's going to happen 12/22/2022, and it's going to be horrible. All right? being a timekeeper sometimes being a timekeeper, things just happen like that. You know, you're in tune with everything, and you can go as far in the future, and you can go as far back in the past as you want to go. 2/22/2022, which is tomorrow, notates a change in the energy of the planet. This is a completely different type of energy that is going to bring about the beginning of the destruction. I'm not going to say the beginning of the destruction because it's already begun. It's going to bring about the destruction of their infrastructure, all right? Because you have to remember that energy shifts, okay? Energy shifts, and the energy that's currently on the planet is not in tune to the natural order of our planet. Therefore, because it's not in tune to the natural order of our planet, it has to submit itself. This energy that they created, this energy must submit itself to a higher energy. Therefore, it must change. Okay? And this is when the atmosphere will begin to be in our favor. And everything that they have created that works against nature, the laws of nature, the energy of nature, will begin working with nature. Okay? So therefore, their sense of joy will be a sense of sadness beginning tomorrow. And we're seeing a lot of things that's happening all over the planet, but they're not showing us the worst of it. Right now, there are massive, massive amounts of birds, or young dragons, which we call birds, that are dying all over the planet. This denotes a change in the atmosphere, which means the magnetic field of the planet is literally disintegrating. We're coming into a new energy. All right, we talked about this before. All right, this new energy that we're coming into, and the magnetic fields are needed for these young creatures because they thrive on this. They were created by the magnetic fields. All right, eons ago, when our planet shifted into this magnetic energy, because we went from phase to phase to phase to phase to phase, and our planet goes from phases. But it'll never die. But it'll never go back to the original phase that it was already in. All right, the Stone Age is gone. The electromagnetic age is going away. We had a magnetic age where it was nothing but magnetism. That's going away. So the electromagnetic fields, or the magnetic fields that connected to the electricity, is now going away, and we're coming into a completely plasma-based energy. So 12, not 12, 22, keep saying 2022. I don't know why. Something's going to happen 2022, and it's going to be disastrous. All right? This is not no mistake. This is not a mistake. Something's going to happen 2022, and it's going to be disastrous, and this entire system and those who create it are going to see and feel pain. Okay? 2022 at 2:22 in the morning and 2:22 in the afternoon will be the beginning of the shifting of a different type of energy. And if you notice that the information coming from me and some other brothers and sisters is completely different than what it used to be. All right? So this is a shift in the melanin. This is a melanin shift. This is a carbon shift. All right? And when you've got a shifting of energies on the planet, everything that is of a low energy will be affected by it. And they're going to see it, and we're going to feel it also, especially, you know, we who just solely depend upon those systems. We're going to see this, all of us. All right? We're going to see the effects, and we're going to feel it. And as time progresses, it's going to get denser and denser and denser. See, we got a dense level of energy that's coming on the planet, and it's full of plasma. All right? It's full of plasma. And like we said, this is why these young dragons, what they call birds, are dying off. And, you know, we got to understand that their time on the planet is up, okay? And therefore, the plasma, when we go fully plasma, the plasma will create new creatures similar to these, but they will be new creatures. And we're going to see new creatures here on the planet. So just understand that this is a phase, a different phase that our planet is going through as we shift through these dimensional fields, and we begin to move businesses as well. I mean, that's why their new monetary schemes that they created, and they're talking about going into the cryptocurrency and all this stuff here. You know, when you talk about cryptic, you're talking about hidden, you know, a hidden currency, thinking that they can hide this currency from the energy. But you can't hide anything from energy, right? Which means that their entire currency situation is going to die because this is their only source of power, which is money. Without money, they literally have nothing. They have made money. Crazy, you know.
Greetings, guys. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm not sure where it cut off, but I was looking at my phone and literally my phone. Thank you. Shout out to 708, who's always here with us, guys. So just to let you know that there's going to be a lot of interference going on, you know what I'm saying? But literally, I walk away from my phone while I'm playing the clips at times, and I walk back to my phone, and it was hung up. So I didn't hang it up, all right? So I'm going to go ahead and start this one over because it's going to be vital information, you know, on the 1222, guys. Brother Wisdom, shout out to him. He's always giving us updates on planetary things that are happening in the cosmos, and we definitely in the cosmos and our planet, right? And we definitely appreciate him, guys. So I'm going to run this back, all right? We gonna do this again, you know what I'm saying? So let me run this back. There's going to be a few clips. You know, I'm not sure if Eternal's going to be with us today, guys, but this is a podcast that was supposed to be done last week, but it's being done today. But just vital information of what you need to know about the energy shift and transfer of the 2222. The energy, the two. The numbers are electric now. You know what I'm saying? So pay attention to the signs. All right, guys, as you know, we'll be back to close out the podcast, but until then, I'm going to present to you just vital information of what you need to know in your now.
Brother, sister, this left hand, Brother Wisdom, what's going on, guys? I'm working on this project here, so I'm going to be talking to y'all while I'm working on this project, you know, kind of like multitasking, you know, whatever you want to call it, multitasking. I like multitasking because multitasking is good. I mean, you can do more than one thing at the same time and still whatever you need to get done will get done. I'm taking the copper off of this one project that I did when I had that vibrational meter that I created, and it's coming down. Let me see if I can get it right here. Yeah, see, you see if it's coming down right here. There it goes there. It's coming down. I don't need it anymore. It did its purpose. Now I'm working on something else. I know everybody's been waiting to hear about February 22nd, 2022, what's going on this day? You know, we got to understand, Oak Sam, brother, sister, you feel the energy that's rising on the planet. Remember, we talked about energy. We talked about the shifting energy. We say, you know, February 22nd, 2022, that's, you know, 666. That is 666, 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. It's a powerful day. It's a day, what you call a dark day, all right? A day where pure carbon is building on within our planet. But what I understand is, let's go back to the basics here. Each day is a dimensional gateway. We've already established that, all right? Each day is like a doorway. All right, it stands like a doorway, and you know when you the sun rises, it's like you're opening the door, and you're into this energy, and then when the sun sets, the door closes, but then the sun rises on the other side of the planet, all right? Because our planet is a sphere, and this is you got to understand, you know, you got those who are saying flat earthers, but see, you got to understand the mysticism of nature. And they say, well, how can you be on the other side of the world but still standing up? You got to understand, up is down and down is up. This is the mystical part of our planet. Up is down and down is up. Down is up and up is down. All right? So when you on the bottom side of the world, you're still standing up. When you're on the top side of the world, you're standing down. You think you're standing up. up is down, and down is up. That's how it works. All right. So each day is a dimensional gateway. All right. Each day. So the energy that was yesterday is no longer today. All right. And the energy that is tomorrow won't be the same as today. All right. And remember, we're using their calendars. All right. Remember that. We're using their calendars to be mile markers because we have paired up the energy with their calendars. All right. And they hate this. You know, they want to be the all supreme beings and those who rule and those who make the decisions. You know, I was just talking to my mom, and she was like, you know, she lives down south, and she was like, they're saying that, what she said, the weatherman was given the forecast, and he said, we didn't get the cold weather like we wanted it to be. But the weather is going to be this. And, you know, they try to predict the weather, and, you know, like we said, they is their plans. Creating different atmospheric conditions because they want to be the rulers. They want to be those who are in complete control, and they are craving for control. And the control doesn't belong to them. See, the thing about it, it's not about control. You have to be in tune. You have to be a part of nature. And you have to be one with the natural order of nature, the universe, the cosmos, the galaxy, the star systems, you know. And if you're not, you know, you're literally going to be ousted. And this is what we're coming into right now. They're going to be ousted because come 12/22/2022. I don't even know where they came from. I said 12/22/2022, and I was getting ready to say complete catastrophe is going to come upon this entire system. Whoa. 12/22/2022, complete catastrophe is going to come upon this entire system. That's the words that was getting ready to come out of my mouth. Seriously. Those were the words that was going to come out of my mouth. Whoa! Oh, my goodness. Something's going to happen 12/22/2022, and it's going to be horrible. All right? Being a timekeeper sometimes being a timekeeper, things just happen like that. You know, you're in tune with everything, and you can go as far in the future, and you can go as far back in the past as you want to go. 2/22/2022, which is tomorrow, notates a change in the energy of the planet. This is a completely different type of energy that is going to bring about the beginning of the destruction. I'm not going to say the beginning of the destruction because it's already begun. It's going to bring about the destruction of their infrastructure. All right, because you have to remember that energy shifts. Okay. Energy shifts, and the energy that's currently on the planet is not in tune to the natural order of our planet. Therefore, because it's not in tune to the natural order of our planet, it has to submit itself. This energy that they created, this energy must submit itself to the higher energy. Therefore, it must change. Okay, and this is when the atmosphere will begin to be in our favor. And everything that they have created that works against nature, the laws of nature, the energy of nature, will begin working with nature. Okay, So therefore, their sense of joy will be a sense of sadness beginning tomorrow. And we're seeing a lot of things that's happening all over the planet, but they're not showing us the bulk of it. Right now, there are massive, massive amounts of birds, or young dragons, which we call birds, that are dying all over the planet. This denotes a change in the atmosphere, which means the magnetic field of the planet is literally disintegrating. We're coming into a new energy. All right, we talked about this before. All right, this new energy that we're coming into, and the magnetic fields are needed for these young creatures because they thrive on this. They were created by the magnetic fields. All right, eons ago, when our planet shifted into this magnetic energy, because we went from phase to phase to phase to phase to phase, and our planet goes from phases, but it'll never die, but it'll never go back to the original phase that it was already in. All right, the Stone Age is gone, the electromagnetic age is going away. We had a magnetic age where it was nothing but magnetism. That's going away. So the electromagnetic fields, or the magnetic fields that connected to the electricity, is now going away, and we're coming into a completely plasma based energy. So 12/22/2022, and it's going to be disastrous. All right, this is not no mistake. This is not a mistake. Something's going to happen 12/22/2022, and it's going to be disastrous. And this entire system and those who created it are going to see and feel pain. Okay, 2/22/2022 at 2:22 in the morning and 2:22 in the afternoon will be the beginning of the shifting of a different type of energy. And if you notice that the information coming from me and some other brothers and sisters is completely different than what it used to be. All right? So this is a shift in the melanin. This is a melanin shift. This is a carbon shift. All right? And when you got a shifting of energies on the planet, everything that is of a low energy will be affected by it, and they're going to see it, and we're going to feel it also, especially, you know, we who just solely depend upon the system. We're going to see this, all of us, all right? We're going to see the effects, and we're going to feel it. And as time progresses, it's going to get denser and denser and denser. See, we got a dense level of energy that's coming down on the planet, and it's full of plasma. All right? It's full of plasma. And like we said, this is why these young dragons, what they call birds, are dying off. And, you know, we got to understand that their time on the planet is up. Okay? And therefore, the plasma, when we go fully plasma, the plasma will create new creatures similar to these, but there will be new creatures, and we're going to see new creatures here on the planet. So just understand that this is a different phase that our planet is going through as we shift these dimensional fields, and we begin to move in and out of different gateways, which we call day and night, day and night, day and night, night and day. These are different gateways that we're moving to. Each day is a gateway, all right? Each day is a gateway, and that gateway is designed to bring us a new type of energy. However, that energy may be. Okay, so we're looking at a complete change here on our planet, and everything that we thought, or everything that we learned, we're not going to say everything that we thought, we're going to say everything that we learned in the past will begin shifting. And this is why it's important for us to be attuned to certain levels of knowledge, because the energy changes. You have to learn that energy, all right? You have to learn that energy. You have to learn that power. You have to learn the different levels of forces, because there are different forces that's coming on the planet. These energy beings don't want us to know that. They don't want us to know the change. All thing they want us to think about is the money, you know, to keep their businesses going. But the energy alone and the shifting of the energy destroy their businesses as well. You know, that's why their whole monetary scheme that they created, and they're talking about going into the cryptocurrency and all this stuff here. You know, when you talk about cryptic, you're talking about hidden, you know, a hidden currency, thinking that they can hide this currency from the energy. But you can't hide anything from energy, right? Which means that their entire currency situation is going to die, because this is their only source of power, which is money. Without money, they literally have nothing. They have made money their God, and they need us to make money our God as well, but we have learned to make ourselves our own God, all right? We worship ourselves. We don't worship something that doesn't have any life, all right? We worship ourselves, and we are living beings, living vessels as well. So it's important that, you know, we understand that come tomorrow, there's going to be a shift in the ether, all right? There's going to be a shift in the melanin. There's going to be a melanin shift, and it's going to be in our favor. You got to remember, you know, just like we said, we got to create the energy, create the atmosphere in our favor. And we already started creating the atmosphere in our favor. Okay, by, you know, looking into ourselves, believing in ourselves, coming into a different fold. And as we said, as I said in the very beginning, we have paired the energy to their time scheme that they created, you know, so that we just let them know you don't have any power. And you never had any power, right? You know, they're going on thinking that, you know, they're powerful and their laws and their rules, you know. But, you know, as we said in one of the other videos some years ago, the only laws that we as original beings are supposed to be following are cosmic laws, all right? These are cosmic laws, all right? Someone want to call them the laws of Maat, you know, but these are cosmic laws that we're supposed to follow, all right? Laws of respect, laws of honor, laws of energy, laws of motion, laws of nature. You know, these are the original laws that we follow. And this system has taught us against those laws, right? The system has taught us against those laws, and now we are relearning everything that we lost in the past, all right? What we're coming to right now is we're coming into a new energy, all right? And you can feel it. You can feel it. You know, there's Stanley here, like here in Michigan, here, there. Stanley spraying the sky. You know, they're trying to get this cold thing going on, because this is all they know, brothers and sisters. I mean, and it's sad that they cannot advance, and they will not advance, but they want to put us in a state of despair, to make us think that they're powerful. And it's sad that you cannot come to the closure that you never had any power. You know, it's like, it's almost like they're brain damaged. You know, it's like there's something wrong with their brain. It's like it just don't click. You know, so we're coming into a new energy come tomorrow. And these gateways gonna open up, and we're feeling it already. A lot of us not sleeping, a lot of us not hardly eating. You know, my daughter hasn't eaten all day. She's not even hungry. You know, she's not even hungry, so she's literally in tune. You know, I've been craving fruit like crazy. I have been eating so much fucking fruit. It's crazy. You know, I was looking for me a cantaloupe because I love me some cantaloupe, and I couldn't find one. So probably tomorrow I'm going to end up having to go to another food market, and I'm going to give me a cantaloupe and honeydew. I love this cantaloupe, and I love honeydew. Oh, my goodness, so delicious. And, you know, I've been craving food like crazy. So it's a shifting of the energies. You know, it's a 12, keep saying 1222. And I was getting ready to say 1222. 2022 is going to be disastrous again. I'll get ready to say it again. And that's the message that's coming out right there, that, you know, to let you know that, you know, the end is literally here. 12-22, 2022 is going to be a day of disaster. So just prepare yourselves for that day, you know, whenever it gets here. But it keeps coming to me, 12-22, 2022 is going to be a day of disaster. And plagues will run across the land. The system will be, it's already corrupted, but the system's corruption will destroy itself. I mean, it's like I'm just getting this information like it's like I'm seeing it. It's like I'm seeing it right here while I'm talking to you all. So understand that February 22nd, 2022, the day of darkness, okay? Remember, we are in the year of the phantom energy, and this phantom energy has been literally showing itself left and right. Everything in our universe has been hyperactive. These inorganic beings are scared. They're watching the sun like crazy. You know, they're watching other planets. You know, you got some brothers and sisters still talking about Beetlejuice. You know, if Beetlejuice goes into supernova, if Beetlejuice is so hot here, we're not going to hardly feel it, all right? Just let you guys know. Beetlejuice goes into supernova, we're not going to hardly feel it. We might feel a tad bit of it, but Beetlejuice is not close enough to us for us to feel it. What we have to focus on is our planet and our universe, our sun. Our sun is soon to go supernova, which means that once our sun goes supernova, it will evolve into a different celestial organism, and it will expel extremely high amounts of energy, which we also will benefit from it. So understand that we are in the area of the shifting energy, and this power that belongs to us is going to be magnificent. It's going to be a magnificent power and a magnificent energy. Okay, so this is just talking about 2022. All right. I didn't say 12-22, but just know something is going to happen December 22nd, 2022. That just didn't come out happily. I was going to say it just didn't come out haphazardly. It didn't come out for nothing at all. That being a timekeeper, strange things happen, brother. So, sometimes I'm in meditation and I'm focusing on a certain day, so certain things happen, and other things will come up. All right, so you know, being a timekeeper, strange things happen in the timekeeper's realms. But, this is the message, February 22nd. 2022, all right, we're looking at the upgrade of melanin. It's literally going to be a day of darkness, and dark energy is going to be all across the land, and there will be those who won't be able to cope with this energy, and some will die, and there will be some who will be in a state of, how can I say it, in a captured state of power. And you got brothers and sisters who are feeling this right now. All right, you got brothers and sisters, and you got brothers and sisters who are highly interested in their past lives and where they are, who they are, and who they want to be. And, you know, it's important that we know that this is a shift, this is a change, and this day alone will be the beginning of the atmosphere changing for us. Just like we said before, it's coming to a time where these inorganic beings will never, ever be able to make any part of the planet whole ever again. All right? And it's important to also know that on tomorrow, we will be shifting into the 12th dimensional realm. All right? The 12th dimensional realm is a realm where we, with those who are like fully awakened and tapped into some energies, will be able to do things that mankind calls mutated energies. All right, that's what mankind calls the mutated energies, calls them mutants. All right, and that, you know, that's his way of saying that a people has evolved. You're talking about an evolution, you're talking about evolution, you're talking about evolving from one phase of an energy to another, evolution building energies, right? Evolution has nothing to do with a monkey becoming a man or an ape or a gorilla becoming a man, all right? You know, or a fish turning into a man. That's not evolution, all right? The way we are now is the way we were eons ago, but then we had more powers and abilities because we could transform from what you call the serpent or the dragon form to this form here, all right? And we're supposed to be able to transform. We're supposed to be able to naturally transform into a higher form of our bodies. And I'm not going to say we're trapped because none of us are trapped because we can always go into the astral realm. We can transform in the astral realm. Just like Sister Sanjay was talking about, we'll always transform in the astral realm or the dream realm, what they call the dream realm also. But the days are coming and the days are here. And these inorganic beings, their days are numbered here on this planet. And they know it. You know, like you said, this last thing they did was literally like the last leg. It was like their last leg that they were on, and they don't know what else to do, all right? So I just share this with you all, brothers and sisters, you know, because tomorrow is going to be a beautiful day, all right? It's going to be a very beautiful day come tomorrow. And we're going to have to be ready to tap into that energy. And it's not even tapping into the energy. It's not even about tapping into the energy because a lot of us are going to become that energy, all right? And this is the scary part for those who call themselves the rulers of this world, you know. They're scared because their level of power that they created for themselves is being destroyed, and they should have never been in this place. But, you know, I hope they enjoyed that short-lived cycle that they created for themselves. Also, you're going to see an upscale in earthquakes tomorrow as they are happening right now. There's going to be an upscale of extreme heat on certain parts of the planet, especially in the mountainous areas where the mountains will be the ice on the mountains will begin to melt tremendously. It's going to be a huge melt off. Antarctica is going to have a huge melt off. And just know that after everything is done, say to Don and Oval brothers and sisters, we're not going to be flooded, all right? When these inorganic things are done and completely removed from the planet, we are bringing everything back into order, which means the waters are going to subside, you know, and you know, a lot of those waters are going to be sent out into the cosmos. We're gonna literally bring order back here on the planet, but it's not going to be the way our ancestors had it. It's going to be even more powerful, all right? That's why it's important for you to stay in tune to yourself and to continue building and creating, opening up the gateways in your mind, all right, so that when this, as this new day is coming, we're going to be moving to a new energy. Come tomorrow, we're going to be a new type of organic beings here on the planet. And you can feel the energy already shifting, all right? You can feel the dense pressure in the air. And after tomorrow, everything is going to begin to get denser and denser. The energy is going to begin to get denser and denser and denser. Each day is going to be a different day, but the density of the energy is going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. Probably that's why 2022 is going to be so devastating, because the dense energy is literally going to captivate the entire planet. It's going to destroy the entire system. We're going to see things fall, brothers. So be prepared for this, okay? That's not all I got to say. All right, I'm going to catch you guys later. You know that they're all power to the most destructive celestial and other things. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change, not peace. All right, much power to you all.
This is a special message for Emperor Pana. All right, brother. I hear everything you said, and I'm just, it's just a special message for you, brother, because I feel your frustration, and I feel your rage and fury. And like you said, you know, I want this thing to end now. I want it to end now, too, but it doesn't work like that, bro. Everything happens in order. When you're dealing with order, you're dealing with time. You're dealing with energy. Energy is time. The energy is rising rapidly. You know, right now they're seeing Antarctica melting, and then they're seeing lush green grass returning to Antarctica with once the ice was. You have to understand that, you know, our planet fell into the lowest of the lowest realms. And now that we're rising back up, is pushing forward. The key in this, brothers and sisters, brother, brother Emperor Anna, it is an honor to be in your presence, Emperor. The key in this here is that we must see that everything is rising back up. As this energy is coming back up, this is a transfer. All the energy that they took from the planet, from us, is being returned back to us. It's a gradual transfer. You know, it just can't happen like that. Just like the curtain, just can't happen just like that. It's a gradual, and we feel this every second of the day. This energy rises, and the energy is being taken from these beings, and the system is being returned back to us. Our planet is also rising to the higher realms as we go deeper into our awakened state. That's why it's important for us to be shadow workers. When we talk about shadow workers, we're talking about we're doing things in the shadow. We're doing things that others cannot see, but we're building ourselves up. We're creating structures and creating different designs, and we're building our soul and the spirit and body up, tapping into our chi, going deep into our chi. Not within ourselves, find out more about us, who we are, about past lives. I mean, this all plays a role. So it's a gradual thing. I know many of us didn't want to hear 12, 22, 22. You know, that came out literally, you know, that wasn't controlled by me. That came out literally 12, 22, 22, which would literally be the end of the system completely. But it's a transfer. Sorry, it's a transfer of energy, it's a change of energy, where everything from beginning tomorrow until the end of the year, everything that they took from us, the energy begins to transfer back to us. The magnetic fields are depleting on the planet, but the magnetic fields are coming to us. So the plasma energy on the planet is rising, and that magnetism is rising in us, which means that we will be able to manifest things. And magnetic fields helps the manifestation to manifest things within the original beings as well. Right. So I just want to ask the energy to understand what's going on. All right? It's a transfer of energy. And everything is in order. So in the meantime, Brother Anna and all the other brothers who are watching, you need to be a shadow worker. Build yourself up. Make yourself more powerful. Right. Gain more knowledge. Gain more wisdom. You know, focus on building and creating and your skills. You know, to focus on your own intelligence and technology. You know, focus on physics. You know, true mathematics. You know, just change your order of focus. Right. Don't want the system to fall so fast that you will not be prepared for the fall. Because understand, if the system falls, we be prepared to rise. So you have to be prepared to rise while this fall is taking place. Okay? So I just want to pass this on to you. You know, I hear you. You know, and your thoughts are not going unheard. You know, Mother Nature, Mother Cosmos, Mother Universe, Mother Galaxy, you know, our planet, they're all here. your thoughts, they know, and on all you other brothers and sisters, they know how you feel. They know that you want this thing to end. They know that you're tired of it. I'm tired of it. You know, even being a timekeeper, you know, I can't just make things happen because I have to obey the laws of time and energy. All right? So it's a certain things, a certain phases that have to happen. All right? And we will see these inorganic beings fall. We will see them to their deaths. We will see their system come to an end. But it can't happen overnight. You can't make things happen because energy and time rules everything. All right? Energy and time rules everything. No matter how much you think you can do this, it doesn't work like that. So when we gain the full magnetic scales of this planet, then we'll be able to manifest things absolutely. But until then, we need to continue building ourselves up. Okay? Like I said, brother, let's be shadow workers. Alright? That's about all we got. Alright? I just want to share it with you. A few more. Alright? We're getting this together. Alright? Much power to you, alright?
Sister, the flesh here, this is your brother Wilson. What's going on? Hey, it's my Neodymium magnet. Many of us are looking for that magical moment. Someone posted one of the messages that said, "Where are the signs and wonders?" You know, that magical moment is the signs and wonders, and you know, that's something that Hollywood has stirred up, you know, showing people doing all these things, and you see all these colors and lights and all kind of craziness or whatever. Things do work in that manner, but not as extravagant as Hollywood publishes it. But that magical moment begins when you believe in yourself. That's the key. That is the key to everything. You believing in yourself. This is what makes the light turn on. All along, you be in the dark. Leaving everything else. You know, that's why this crazy religion has got so many of our brothers and sisters in the dark, because they got our brothers and sisters believing in some false created deity, and therefore, like one of the Hebrew Israelite brother had told me, you know, I was over there on Davidson, and I think it was David the Lingua. And I was talking to him, they was a friend of BTS Station. And I said, "Well, where's your power?" He said, "I don't have none." I was like, "I got powers." I said, "Well, who got all the powers?" He was like, "Y'all got all the powers." I said, "Y'all got all the powers?" So I said, "Dang, how the hell you going to have y'all having all the powers and you ain't got nothing?" You know, that's the craziness of it. The key in this is you believing in yourself. That's your magical moment. All right? Now, when the energies within you, because magic is nothing but energy, that's all it is. That's all magic is. Magic is nothing but energy. It's nothing but the most powerful energy within you, and it's coming deep, deep, deep from within your soul. You know, you believing in yourself. You believing in the energies within you. You believing in the powers that you possess. You know, you knowing within yourself, I can make this fire rise. I can make this wind move. I can make that water flow just by me thinking about it, just by me wanting to do it. You know, that's the key point. But, you know, the whole ending, the initial point is you believing in yourself. The strong belief in yourself is where you literally blank out all weaknesses. That means you have no weak moment whatsoever. So, you know, that's the magical moment. Believing in yourself and taking yourself past the place where you think you can't flow. Because when you're going within yourself, there's no limitations. Remember, your soul is a bottomless pit. Your soul is a black hole. What is a black hole? A black hole is a gateway to other universes, to other galaxies, to other dimensional realms. You know, that's what a black hole is. A black hole, you know, is that power within power within power, which means that you have the, you, once you go within yourself, you have the ability to carry out whatever type of energetic moment you want to carry out. Even to the point of, you know, you having these orc police officers coming to you and want to fight with you, whatever. Your master moment, believing in yourself. I turn you sand. Or you tell them, I turn your body into sand, because you tell them the spirit. I'm turning your body into sand. And you hold your hands out. And you're at that point of fight or flight. You're at that point where you are at your strongest, your highest emotions. You're angry. You want to make something happen. But you got to remember, you remember within yourself, I can't just strike out there at them physically. I got to show my true powers, because you got to understand, these beings, they want you to do things on their level. All right? They want you to do things on their level. They want you to grab a gun and shoot at them or pick them up. They're not expecting you to literally say, I turned you into sand. I turn your body into sand. I turn your body into dust. That's that magical moment. You believing in yourself. This is the most powerful energy that you ever have, is inner belief. Inner belief, inner peace, inner energy, inner will. Inner. Do you understand where it's coming from? That's your magical moment. That's that power and energy in you that you desire to have so heavily. That's where you want to be. You want to be at that point of power. So yes, this is where you are. You're believing in yourself. Now you're starting to see things happen. That's the magical moment. All right. Some of you brothers and sisters are talking about there are those who putting hexes on you or whatever. That's your magical moment. That's your point. Where you use the energy within you, and you send that energy right back to them. Mm. So wait a minute, motherfucker. You can't do that to me. What are you even thinking?
Hello?
What are you thinking that?
What?
Take this shit. 50-fold. That's your magical moment. Believe in yourself. Don't allow yourself to be weak and feeble. Never allow yourself to have to depend on someone else. You have you and only you to depend upon. So if you want to talk about magic, the whole magic, the whole everything, the whole energy, this whole thing is all about you believing in yourself, believing in your powers, believing in your abilities. Remember we talked about that before, we say your enemy don't have to believe in your powers, only you. Your enemy don't have to believe in nothing. Only thing your enemy believes in is that law or that rule or whatever they will perceive that they want to happen to you. That's what your enemy believes in. You got to believe in yourself. Believe in the powers that you possess. And know deep within yourself, I am a deity. I am a primordial being. I am true power. I am energy. I am everything. And therefore, you begin to tap into that powerful energy that can never, ever be stopped. no matter what. You want the sun to come out? Clear the clouds. I believe in myself. You want the moon to, the energy of the moon to become, to be even stronger than what it is? I am the sun. I am the moon. I am everything. I am the cosmos. I am the universe. I'm the galaxy. I'm everything. This is where your magic comes from. This is where your powers come in. You believing in yourself. You don't have to go through a whole course to learn that. This is your course right here. Believing in yourself. Believing in the powers that you desire. Each one of us have a desired power to want to use. So use it. And use it to your to your wanting, your making. Use it. Alright? Use it. And become the most powerful being ever. You want plasma energy to come from the sky and destroy whatever? Believe in yourself. Go deep within your soul. Clear your mind. Clear your heart. Heart? Clear out everything. Have a free heart. A hollow soul. Remember we talk about a hollow soul? No baggage. And your emotions can carry you to that point of power. Some of us, we just have to be at a point of inner peace. And we just do it just like that. Some of us are in a fight or flight state. Some of us may just be playing around and do it by mistake and just look into it. But you got to understand, you got to believe in yourself. That's the key. Believing in yourself. You want magic. You want powers. You want abilities. You believe in yourself. Just because you tried it over and over, you thought, I tried doing this and I tried doing that. You know, you don't try. You just do it. That's how you got to just do it. I didn't try to make the wind flow when I did that. I just did it. And the wind flowed at my beckoning movements. Why? Because I believe in myself. And there are brothers and sisters who can attest right there in that field over on Kentucky and Schoolcraft, right there. And the wind was just flowing as soon as I started moving. I'm at my job, and I went outside. I said, brother, I said, watch. I said, it's no wind. It was nighttime, and it was kind of summery. It was what they call summer or whatever. And there was no wind blowing, and he said, there's no wind blowing, whatever. I said, watch, I make the wind blow. And I started doing it. He said, wait a minute, do it again? And I stopped it. The wind stopped, and I started doing it again, and the wind started flowing again. He said, how did you do that? I said, I believe in myself. I said, I know I'm an airbender. I said, but I got other abilities as well. I said, but I believe in myself. I said, the first and foremost thing that you must do is believe in yourself, because without belief in yourself, you are powerless. Well, if you do not believe in yourself, you cannot tap into any powers that belong to you, any powers that's indigenous to you, that you're supposed to be inheriting. You cannot link into it because you have no belief within yourself. If you're waiting on a savior to come, if you're waiting on this and that to come and that to come, you have no power. You have no power whatsoever, and you will never have any power until you believe in yourself. That's the whole key point, is believing in yourself, taking yourself past the point of what mankind has already told you. Believe in the government. Believe in the police. Oh, we're gonna make sure you're protected. The police is here to serve and protect. Police is not doing anything. You know, they're only there after the fact. But you're there when it happens, and because you believed in yourself, that brother pulled out that gun, and you turned that gun to ashes. You turned that gun to death. You turned that gun to sand. You made that gun so heavy in his hand, it fell to the ground and a hole opened up. You turned that gun into rubber because you believed in yourself, and that's where your power is, brothers and sisters. That's where your abilities are, believing in yourself, taking yourself past the moment of disbelief, knowing that everything that is within you is the true power and the force that belongs to you. All right? Everything is within you. There's nothing on the outside. Everything is within you. And you'll figure that out. You'll figure it out. Just know that there is no one more powerful than you. There's no one more mightier than you. This is why you say you praise yourself, worship yourself. Glorify myself. I worship me. I praise me. I give me all the honor and glory. I glorify this body. I make this body a living vessel of energy and power. I am the I am. I am God. I am everything. I am the Christ realm. I'm the satanic realm. I am the everything. There is nothing without me, because of me, everything exists. You become the power and the energy within you, and therefore your belief in yourself is your source of power. All right? That's the only way to go, brother. There's no other way to go. There's no other power that you can look into but the power within you. You want to make fire come down from the sun, you make it come down. You want to go into the astral realms and things happen like right now in the astral realms? Then you go into the astral realms and make things happen right now. You believe in yourself. You don't have to wait and go into the astral realms and you have to wait day, 2 days, 3 days, a week. No, you want it to happen now, it happened now. It's all about how you believe in yourself. Your belief in yourself is your power. That's your magic. That's your ability. That's your power. That's how you operate. All right, brothers, sisters, I pass this on to you, because there's no other way to go but the way of the ancestors. In the way of the ancestors, they believed in themselves. They knew who they were. They didn't have anyone else to call on. Don't believe in the dollar, because the dollar can't save you. Don't believe in the job, because the job can't save you. Don't believe in all these Allah and Jesus and Yahashua, whatever they're naming, Yehuda and Jehovah. Don't believe in that. Don't believe in that. You believe in you, because you are a living vessel. These other beings do not have any life. They don't breathe the breath of life. That job doesn't breathe the breath of life. That money doesn't breathe the breath of life. Where's Jesus? Where's this God? Where's this Allah? They don't breathe the breath of life. They're just a belief, so that you can have something to lick on to that, you know, will make you powerless and the system can overtake you. That's all it's about. That's why when the brother was being held up by the police and the brother held up the cross, and the police laughed at him, because that police officer knew that cross wasn't going to do shit to him. But you get a brother to say, let me see, I'm going to link into Loki, or I'm going to link into whatever force that's within him, because all these, you got to remember, when you talk about the demonic forces, you have 72,000 demonic forces, and you'll start learning their names, and the angelic forces, you have 72,000 angelic forces all within this powerful flesh called melanin. Understand the building blocks that it took to create this body, this powerful body, where you are the only being known on the planet who can cast out energy from your body and you not die, but everyone else around you will feel the power within you. You are the source of your power. You are the source of your energy. You believing in yourself takes you to the power and the energy that you have always dreamed of.
All you got to do is believe in yourself. All right, brothers and sisters, I give this to you. I hope you understand. I hope you understand. I hope you overstand everything that's been said. Your most powerful power is you believing in yourself. Because without your belief in yourself, no power. Without you believing in yourself, you have no power. You have no energy. You have no abilities. You must believe in you and only you. You don't have to need, I got this, I got that. Oh, prove it to me. No, you don't prove nothing to anyone. You don't have to prove nothing to anyone, but when that time comes, when that moment comes, and you need your protection, you tap into that power and you make it flow. Like you said, those who are facing you, who are your foes, whether it be these inorganic beings or whether it be your own, they will see the power and they will know who you are and they will fear you. It's not for you to make anybody fear you, but the thing about it, they'll fear you because they took it upon themselves to think that their physical weapons are the most powerful weapons ever, and then they come upon you, and you believing in yourself, you say, wait a minute, hold on. Let me do something about this real quick. Because you realize that you believing in yourself, you say, I am all the elements. I'm the sand. I'm the steel that created the gun. I'm the copper that made that bullet. Huh? I'm the silicone that made the top of that gun. I am everything. And therefore, you being everything and believing yourself to be everything, you take over everything that will be designed to overtake you and to destroy you. All right? All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. May chaos reign with you forever and ever and ever. And remember, chaos brings change, not peace.
Chaos brings change, not peace.
Believing in yourself.
Come on.
Much power to you all.
You know, what I noted is we always want to tell people what to do out here. You know what I'm saying? Including myself sometimes. Am I manipulating, you know, it, when things don't go my way? You know, may I be honest aloud? But, you know, it's all about in learning you. You know what I'm saying? And learning you as far as your totality. See, we teach on the totality, we speak on the totality, but how many of us is teaching on the totality? See, I love Brother Wisdom because chaos brings change, not peace. You know, a lot of times we want to, you know, think etiquette. You know what I'm saying? How far has etiquette got us in this team looping and looping and looping and looping? You know why? Because we're being morale, okay? So chaos brings change, not peace, guys. And you forever be how powerful and how who be who you are in its totality at the height of the degree. I don't care how it looks to others. You know, I just wanted to say that because that's the message that's burning through my spirit, my soul, as of in this moment, guys. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and continue, guys. Welcome, and thank you guys for the Motivation Classroom. Today is just going to be gems, guys, just what you need to know in your now moment, all right? I'll be back to close out the podcast.
Taking over, bro.
Sure, so.
What's good, y'all? What's up?
What's good, bro?
Man, shit, chilling.
Hell yeah.
What you got on,
right,
bro? Oh, I was just trying to fit in with everybody, so I saw all these niggas at the fam reunion. So
fit in.
Yeah, Polo.
You got the cross
religion.
On.
Yeah, you feel me?
You don't got to do all that, bro.
Don't.
Just be yourself, man.
Be yourself,
bro.
Just be yourself,
bro.
Simple.
Okay.
Yeah,
try that.
We're going to have fun, man.
Right, we're going to get you right.
Okay.
All right, man.
Chain,
all right,
bro.
You
good.
Hey,
good.
Hey,
just work on it, man.
Work
okay.
On it.
No, work on it.
Why you trying to be like everybody else? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah. Just be yourself.
Hey.
Why you is fake? Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey,
just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is faking?
Yeah, just be yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself. You got identity problems.
Yeah.
You rocking someone else's product.
Yeah.
It's like you don't know nothing about it. Lip injections, booty shots.
Yeah.
Now you thinking that you poppin'. All because you seen your favorite artist do it. Now you wanna go and cop. Nah, we keeping it natural. All this knowledge, I'ma stack it up. All that catch a body, got a Mac and tough. Hit his real music, got him backing up. Ain't nothing fake running through me. They copying what's in the movies. I swear they got him so confused. Cause this your beauty, not your booty.
Hey,
rocking that Louis, that Fendi, that Gucci. I swear that really don't matter. You giving your money to companies who don't care about you. I swear that shit bad. Rich man, but his mind broke. I went through hell to get my mind woke. Not the same, I'm one of a kind, yo. Just be yourself, what you lying for? Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is fake?
Hey, why you is
yeah, fake? Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is
yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self. I can't be nobody else.
I
know they fraud, can't you tell?
I know.
The day I'm not me, I'm in hell. I ain't selling myself for no wealth. I am everything I need to be.
I
see you moving like a wannabe. You ain't the truth, like it's April Fool's. The BS we keep on the minimal. Being yourself is a whole nother obstacle. When this society teaching you opposites, chasing the money, the cars and the diamonds, no need for the options. I'm feeling myself. I'm in the building like Mac never left. We the ones, we don't move like the rest. Not being yourself won't give you true success. We ain't fun, that's how we flex. Ay, we create our own lanes. Found ourselves through this maze. In the spirit like I'm drank. Taking shots of knowledge like I'm getting faded.
I'm
learning, went through the basics. Just know yourself and stop the faking. I been dope, I got the patience. I do for self and leave them hating. Ay. Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is fake?
Hey, why you is
yeah,
fake?
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is faking?
Yeah, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do. I do.
I do this for one of a kind. Open your mind, then let it unwind. I'm setting myself up to win, that's a given, that's highly impeccable. I'm working on me getting myself together, we getting professional. We making adjustments and finding solutions, I'm just being flexible. They want me to lower my confidence, I am like, get off my testicles. I figured out how to make a living doing what I wanna do. It don't matter who I'm around, cause I've been getting comfortable. In a league of my own, soon I'ma be untouchable. Tryna down talk what I do, it's cool cause I don't f*** with you. You ain't gotta fake the fun just to kick it, be original. New trend weekend, now you acting different, here we go. Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is fake?
Hey, why you is
yeah,
fake?
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
Hey,
hey, just be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, just be yourself.
Hey, hey.
Why you is faking?
Why you is
yeah,
fake?
Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Hey, just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Yeah, I do it for self.
I do.
Shout out to self-made. Shout out to self-made. Very conscious brother. You know, I love to see the youth. You know, when I see that the youth are trying and things and they really not getting the support and they feel some type of way, you know, I do everything in my power to make sure that they are heard. You know, self-made is great. He is great. Shout out to him and shout out to anybody, any of our youth who are, you know, doing things and you feel like you don't feel support by the elders. You know, you don't feel like they understand or they try to will you in a way that they think you should go, you know what I'm saying? And things of that nature, guys. Just keep going. Always do it your way, because who you are doing it in your divinity is what it is supposed to be. Even myself, guys, because I do it sometimes too, and I have to catch myself when I do it, but we should not be attempting to will anything about anyone else's life but ourselves. We can provide, you know, help and assistance, you know, when we see, if we know, you know, that things, you know, could be better or could go better in such a way, but in order to subconsciously control and will, it's not going to work. You know what I mean? It will only piss off the youth. You know, and that's just a message to the elders, guys. I think that we have to remend the rift between the seniors, elders, and the youth. We gotta somehow, some way. And step one, stop trying to control one another's journey in the way that we will our journey. You know what I'm saying? We can offer advice and all of that, but that's as far as that should go, guys. And if we love them, you know what I'm saying, we should, you know, support even through the chaos stakes. You know what I mean? That's if you love them. If you choose or not, you know what I mean? You know, we have to do something different than what we've been doing is all I'm saying. All right. So there's two more clips that I want to insert in this podcast. Then we will be back to close out the podcast. Eternal, I do see you in the queue, but I need to play... Where is it at? I need to play these two clips, guys, that it needs to be in this podcast, guys. And after these two clips, we will be back to close out. All right.
Partially hiking for 20 minutes. I couldn't do that rest of the hike. It's not up here. All right, beloved. So here we go. You didn't hear me last time. Every 26,000 years, the sun rotates in all of these celestial bodies, and 222, if you know numerology, you add it across, it comes to the total number of 10. 1 plus 0 equals 1, so let's look at that one. The one energy is about change, beginnings, new structure, and its father energy is fire. That's 2/22/22. Also, what's significant about this day is Pluto has not been in Capricorn since 1776. Pluto has not been in Capricorn since 1776. Pluto has not been in Capricorn since 1776. So we have 2/22/22 equals 1, leadership, change, structure, fire energy, and then we have Pluto. So Pluto and Scorpio are 1, okay? We're talking about the house and the planet. Scorpio, as we know, it is about death, rebirth, transformation. Death, rebirth, transformation. Death, earth, and transformation. Capricorn. Talking about energies here, it's about change, laws, regulations, and new structures and authority figures. Change, laws, regulation, new structure, and authority figures. Change, laws, regulation, new structure, authority figures. So we have 2/22 + 2 + 2 equals 10 equals 1. So we're talking about structure and leadership and change. Pluto, we're talking about death, birth, transformation. Capricorn, change, laws, regulations, new structure, authority figures. What's getting ready to take place, beloved? You either know, you don't know, or you forgot. 1776. Pluto. Now, I'm just going to give you my synopsis. Starting tomorrow up until 2024, the old structure that we know it to be, we're talking about Federal Reserve, we're talking about the British Empire, we're talking about Queen Elizabeth, we're talking about all of those billionaires, talking about celebrities. We're talking about major structure globally, beloved. Will change effectively to 2222 up until 224. Why? Because we're focusing on Pluto. So we have Capricorn, we have Saturn and Pluto. Now Saturn, I'm watching this lady hooks and hit my car. We're talking about Saturn as well. Saturn has a lot to do with karma. There's good karma and there's bad karma. There's duality in everything. There's positive and there is negative. You shall have whatsoever you say and think and do. So we're talking about 1776. We're talking about the government, beloved. Now, Queen Elizabeth has the sea, and she ill. Queen Elizabeth was diagnosed with the sea, and she's ill. Food is scarce in the supermarkets. 2-22-22. Banks are closing. 2-22-22. Well, we know it as money is a debt note. 2-22-22. The solar storms are hitting hard. 2-22-22. We are in the sun cycle. 2-22-22. Electronics is low vibration. Electronics 2-22-22. Those are master numbers. Someone will be sacrificed. Someone will be sacrificed. Someone will be sacrificed. I repeat myself three times to imprint on your mind, to stimulate your pineal gland, and it transposes into your neurons. 2-22-22. Pay attention, beloved. Tomorrow is the big, big day. You can either be celebratory or not. You can be celebratory or not. You can be celebratory or not. 2-22-22. New structure, change, laws, regulation. We are the guardians on this planet. We are the guardians in the cosmos. We are the guardians in the oceans. We are the guardians. Everything that was stolen will be returned to the Aboriginal people. Hello. It's our time. We were in power and we lost power. Now it's coming our way again. Pay attention, beloved. Pay attention. Peace, but not peace. Peace, but not peace. Peace.
Beautiful, beautiful. Shout out to her. I feel that a lot of, I hope you guys can hear me. I feel that a lot of people are now speaking out who haven't heard her before. But shout out to the people who are emerging from the shadows right now because they know that time is up. You know what I'm saying? And they have divine wisdom and messages to share with the world. Shout out to you guys for emerging out of the shadows in a timely fashion. All right? All right, guys. Peace and love on to peace and love and chaos. You know what I mean? Because this whole chaos thing, guys, I think that it is going underrated. You know, I think that that's not everybody's thing, you know, and we all have to each their own. You know, I am like this a lot of times, but what I am learning is I have to get more into balance now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to fight as much and so hard anymore. You know what I'm saying? But here's the thing. Even that is not going to come overnight. You know what I'm saying? So always note the small progresses in which you and your own personal shadow work. You know what I'm saying? We are done measuring, okay? We are done measuring up, all right? We are allowing people to be who they are in their totality, and we either love and accept that or we keep it pushing. It's simple. You know what I'm saying? So please, if you are listening to this, guys, be who you are in your totality and love all of that. Allow no one to sway you in that. All right, guys, peace, love, on to you guys. With that, we have about a little under an hour to close out the podcast. Eternal, I see that you are here now and you just joined us. We were pretty much talking about 222 and energy, what this really is and what it means for you, basically. And Brother Wisdom spoke two different lectures, but it was very great information. What I'm going to read for you before I bring Eternal in is the card.